This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Just going to give a quick shout out here. I had a couple of emails from people mentioning to me that if you do want to go to a family-friendly event and watch the Canucks game, turns out the Dunbar Theater is actually hosting a free family-friendly event. Doors open 6:15, game is at 7, and you can go there and watch the Canucks in game 2 on the big screen. That is at the Dunbar Theater. That sounds like it would be a lot of fun. And quite a few people wrote me and said, I'm planning to go to this. See, people want to go out and enjoy themselves and watch the game too. So we'll be talking about the Canucks actually coming up in this half hour. Right now, though, we're going to talk about buildings being green, because these days, any type of construction, I think, tries to be, you know, green, so to speak, in all different ways. But now there's this new bylaw coming into effect that goes a step further. So starting June 1st, the annual greenhouse gas and energy limits bylaw will mandate owners of larger commercial and retail buildings to disclose their emissions. Well, what will all of that mean? Sean Pander is the manager of Green and Resilient Buildings and joins us now. Sean, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Simi. Thanks for having me on.
Sean, what kind of emissions are we talking about here?
Well, these are the carbon pollution emissions that come from the combustion of fossil fuels. So largely in Vancouver, over half of emissions in buildings come from burning of natural gas to generate heat or create hot water for use in buildings.
Okay, so what's going to happen as a result of this bylaw, do you think?
Well, I mean, the reporting is just the start. And as you said, to introduce, it starts with the large commercial and retail buildings this year. But that's just the start. Next year, multifamily buildings will start reporting. And then there's two other important elements where that reporting starts to lead to mandated changes. The second part of that bylaw is we've established sort of limits on the amount of carbon pollution or greenhouse gas emissions buildings can emit each year. And those limits start with just office and retail buildings over 100,000 square feet, and they start to take effect in 2026. And then the final part of the regulation, which I think is the more powerful one, is in 2040, that greenhouse gas limit or the allowable pollution from those buildings drops to zero, which really effectively says all the energy used in those large office and retail buildings will have to come from renewable sources. And then the second thing that happens in 2040 is we put a limit on the amount of heating energy that a building can use. So, you know, the first one says that the greenhouse gas limit says you can only use renewable energy, and that heat energy limit says you have to really, really improve the efficiency of these buildings and not waste energy. And I think that 2040 limit is really the one that's going to drive the bigger changes.
What kind of changes are we talking about? Like, especially for an older building, are we talking about retrofitting? And how expensive could this be?
Well, we've looked, and specifically the reason we started with the office and retail buildings is that, you know, they were already starting to do these really significant retrofits. And largely, you know, that's when older equipment like the boilers or the cooling tower, you know, the systems that regulate the heat within the building, when those are needing replacing, we started to see some of the bigger and more progressive commercial building owners beginning to look at and try out these new technologies that, instead of replacing a boiler with another great big boiler, they're starting to shift towards heat pumps where they can sort of extract waste heat from within the building and then boost up those temperatures and make it useful. So they kind of recirculate the waste heat. I think we were really surprised to learn in these big office and retail buildings, you know, you have a lot of people, you have a lot of equipment, you've got a lot of lights, you know, in the retail setting. And even in the winter, there's quite a bit of waste heat that normally they're just sort of ejecting to the outside. And what we see the industry doing is beginning to, instead of just ejecting that heat, they use a heat pump to kind of capture it, boost the temperatures back up, and then instead of using boilers in the combustion of gas, they put that heat back into the building.
Okay, are other jurisdictions doing something similar? Have we seen this before?
Yeah, well, we really took some inspiration in our work from New York. New York introduced the first regulation of this sort that we'd seen anywhere in the world. And they were followed by Washington, D.C. and a couple of the other big cities in the U.S. This is the first time anyone's done this in Canada. But since Vancouver enacted the bylaw, so the bylaw was sort of enacted and put into law back in 2023. And since then, we've had calls and there have been announcements within Toronto and Montreal where they are starting to look at introducing similar regulations. Likewise here, initially, the regs are applicable only in the city of Vancouver, which is where sort of the jurisdiction we have. But Metro Vancouver is also looking at working with industry to have those requirements apply across the entire region.
Okay, so for now then, though, Sean, this isn't going to impact homeowners.
No, yeah, we very deliberately started with the big, you know, we emissions from new construction are almost at zero already. So we'd started with new buildings. We moved to the commercial buildings first, you know, just because they were already doing it. We had the data. We could see examples of what was possible. And, you know, they engaged quite readily. They were quite sophisticated. You know, we're looking at ultimately, you know, this is sort of in response to the climate emergency declaration, you know, the concerns citizens, and we had, you know, the big marches a couple years ago, you know, the really big extreme heat events sort of brought this to the political fore. Council asked us to come up with a plan of how we could reduce emissions by 50% in our climate emergency action plan to reduce emissions 50% by 2030. And, you know, again, we looked at multifamily buildings are going to be challenging to address. You know, that's where we have more vulnerable populations. That's where our, you know, affordable housing lives. And obviously, we don't want to complicate that for residents in Vancouver. Right. So we thought we'd start with commercial buildings. We will be looking at some requirements for single family homes that will be a little bit different. But we're hoping to bring some of those proposals to council later this year.
All right. Well, we'll talk about them then. Sean, thanks for your time.
No problem. It was a pleasure.
That's Sean Pander, manager of Green and Resilient Buildings, talking about this new Vancouver, City of Vancouver bylaw. For now, impacts large buildings. We're talking about big building emissions, but sooner or later will affect single family homes too.